Hello again and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎又回到酒馆。Ages ago, I did an episode on the art of being sarcastic, on sarcastic comebacks.
记得在很久以前我做过一期关于回怼的艺术，这种讽刺的艺术，这样一集。
And it seems that a lot of you really liked that episode. Well, if like me, you are interested in the art of sarcasm and witty words and one-liners,You're gonna love today's episode. Today, let me present to you the king of sarcasm.
今天的节目里，我们就要介绍一位英语文坛妖孽一样的存在，毒舌大师
Oscar Wilde. If you're not into literature, you probably find this name a little bit unfamiliar, but I'm sure most of you have heard the Chinese translation of his name before. This is
王尔德.
So who...is Oscar Wilde. Why is he known for his sarcasm and wit? Well, born in 1854 and died in 1900, Oscar Wilde was an Irish playwright, so he wrote plays, poet, and author of numerous short stories and one novel. Far more than just being an ordinary author, he was one of the most iconic figures from late Victorian society.
王尔德不光是一个简单的作家、剧作家、诗人，他还是维多利亚时代晚期这样一位标志性的风云人物。
His wit, humor, and intelligence shine through his plays and writings. At the same time, he was well known for his flamboyant fashion sense. Flamboyant means he dresses in a way that is strikingly bold,daring, in very, very bold colors, very unusual design, very colorful design. Even nowadays, fashion world still takes inspiration from him.
当然这样的一个大胆、新潮、语不惊人死不休的风云人物也会招来很多的非议。
Especially back then, for his sexuality, because he was with another man. So for this, he suffered...the indignity and shame of imprisonment. He was thrown into prison. And for a long time, his name was synonymous with scandal and intrigue. So he was one of those figures that people talked about a lot, whether in a favorable or in a judgmental tone. And nowadays, he is remembered with great affection for his biting social criticism, wit, and linguistic skills. He's biting...social criticism. Biting. You know the word bite? Well, teeth can bite, but sarcasm, words, can bite as well. So biting social criticism.
这种很辛辣、一针见血的社会评论、社会批判。
Wit. This is usually very intelligent humor. And linguistic skills. He was a master of words. Apart from English, he was fluent in French, German, Italian, and ancient Greek.And was the king of sarcasm and witticism. So witticism is from the word wit.
这个 witticism 就有点像比较俏皮又有幽默感的讽刺。
So let's look at some of his most famous quotes.
所以今天的酒馆里我们就一起来体会一下这位毒舌大师的功力。今天的网络段子手的这些段子实际上王尔德早就已经说过了。
For example, he said, When I was young,I thought that money was the most important thing in life. Now that I'm old, I know that it is. When I was young, I thought that money was the most important thing in life. Now that I'm old, I know that it is. And he made fun of everything. He was sarcastic about everything. He made fun of his friends. He said, I don't want to go to heaven. None of my friends are there. At the same time,He made fun of his enemies. He said, Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much. Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much.
永远选择宽恕你的敌人，没什么比你的宽恕更让他们闹心的了。
Sometimes he says things like a mischievous little child. For example, he said, Always borrow money from a pessimist.He won't expect it back.
借钱呢，别忘了找个悲观主义者，反正他也不会指望你还了。
Always borrow money from a pessimist. he won't expect it back. He was also very good at playing with words. For instance, he said, Some cause happiness wherever they go. Others, whenever they go. Got it? Listen to this again. Some cause happiness wherever they go. Others, whenever they go.
有些人是他来了，快乐就来了。而另外一些人是他走了，快乐就来了。
He makes fun of youthful ignorance, saying, I'm not young enough to know everything.
我早已不是那个狂妄的认为自己无所不知的年纪了。
I'm not young enough to know everything. Very simple words, but spot on comment. Apart from making fun of people,He also makes fun of a lot of big concepts. For example, education. He said, Education is an admirable thing, but it is well to remember from time to time that nothing that is worth knowing can be taught.
教育是一件可敬的事儿，但要时刻牢记，这世上凡是值得明了的事情，没有一个是教就能教得会的。
Education is an admirable thing.But it is well to remember from time to time that nothing that is worth knowing can be taught. Wilde was also very cynical about marriage and relationships. For example, he said, Marriage is the triumph of imagination over intelligence.
婚姻不过是美妙想象战胜了逻辑智商。
Second marriage is triumph of hope over experience.
而二婚则是良好愿望战胜了人生经验。
And he was also notorious for making fun of women. One of the quotes is, A man's face is his autobiography. A woman's face is her work of fiction.
如果说男人的脸是他的自传，那么女人的脸就是他的小说了。
A man's face is his autobiography. A woman's face is her work of fiction.From the fact that he made fun of practically everything and every concept, you could guess that he thought very highly of himself.
王尔德呢，是这么一个非常，可以说是非常自恋、自视甚高的一个人，有一种众人皆醉我独醒的感觉。
He said things like, Whenever people agree with me, I always feel I must be wrong. And remember I said that a lot of people criticized him, judged him for his lifestyle?To that, he said, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
比起被人评头论足，被人忽视遗忘更糟糕。
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. But just when you start to think, oh, this guy is so annoying, he also made fun of himself a lot. He said, I can resist everything except temptation.
我能抗拒一切，除了诱惑。
I can't resist everything except temptation. Or, I am so clever that sometimes I don't understand a single word of what I'm saying.
天才如我，有时候我说的话连自己都听不懂了。
I'm so clever that sometimes I don't understand a single word of what I'm saying. Apart from being sarcastic and just witty, Wilde also came up with these sentences that when you read it,And you think, that is so very true. It's almost like he could read our innermost secretive thoughts.
我们作为人类的一些小心思也被他洞察殆尽。
For instance, he said, It's very easy to endure the difficulties of one's enemies. It is the successes of one's friends that are hard to bear.
我们经受得住敌人的挑战，却很难接受朋友的成功。
It's very easy to endure the difficulties of one's enemies. It is the successes of one's friends that are hard to bear. Or something like this. The nicest feeling in the world is to do a good deed anonymously and have somebody find out.
这世界上没什么比匿名做好事却被人家发现更爽的事儿了。
The nicest feeling in the world is to do a good deed anonymously,and have somebody find out. Now, if you think that Oscar Wilde was only good at being sarcastic, you might be wrong. because occasionally he did come up with very inspirational sentences.
他有的时候也会有非常励志的鸡汤。
And some of these are so popular in English-speaking countries, people tattoo these sentences on themselves. So let's end today's program with a few of those. The first one is, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken.
走你自己的路吧，因为别人的路已经有别人在走了。
Be yourself, everyone else is already taken. To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist, that is all.
认真生活是世界上最稀有的事儿，大多数的人都仅仅是存在而已。
And the last one, which is my favorite, he said, we are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars.
我们都生活在阴沟里，但仍有人仰望星空。
So on that note, let us end today's episode. If you have any other quotes of Oscar Wilde that you wish to share,Or if you like any of these quotes, feel free to share with us in the comment section. I'll see you next time. Bye!